exercise change.
So what role do you think preparation plays in ongoing motivation and the outcome of any change attempt?
Well, pretty much, it's a lifestyle to me. Either if it's training or eating, it all contributes to my goal. Every time I work out, every meal, every amount of sleep I get, it all contributes to my goal. So in that back of my mind there, it's got to be all right. It's got to be all set. Yeah, you will have hiccups on the way, but you just got to try and get around them. You'll have barriers, but you have to think, do you really want to achieve it?
So it comes back to that wanting it again.
Mm.
Yeah. So what about your mental prep? Because like you just said before, 15 weeks of dieting, and I'm sure it's probably a bit more intense than the average kind of Jenny Craig diet or something like that most people equate a diet with. So how do you actually mentally prepare yourself for something like that?
Ooh, you just got to have it in the mind. I reckon it's a good portion of it is your mind. You know, if you don't have it in your mind, you can't really do it. Yeah, there will be some tough areas you have to get through. In the back of your mind, you know that goal. Do you really want it? There are times where, you know, you're that low in energy and, you know, you've done so much exercise and so little food, but you push through it. And if you got someone who you're up against, or not just in bodybuilding, but in a rugby team or in a group sport, if you really want it, you got to just have that in the back of your mind and push through and, you know, I want to take it and I want to win it.
So keeping that desire to get to a certain place, keeping that at the front of your mind and never forgetting it.
Yes,